system engineer.
So anyway, so she takes you
through.
Being a general order frequently results in court martial procedure.
Okay, just checking.
What's that?
Violating a general order of which the prime directive is the most
important. Except for General Order 1, which is the only death penalty left under the rule.
That's not true.
7 or 49.
Yes, going to Talos 4.
Okay. Yeah, 7.
Yeah, that's 7.
Oh.
General Order 1 is the prime directive.
Oh, sorry.
General Order 2 is don't go hungry.
Don't go where?
Hungry.
Don't go hungry.
Anywhere hungry.
What's General Order 10?
Starfleet officers and agents shall at all times protect the life and liberty of the citizens of the United Federation of Planets.
Okay,
yeah,
so
I want you to stay on the tricorder and watch as we pass thresholds. Make sure they're not being used to trap us in.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So
yeah, it's a tricorder roll. Anyways, as you pass through, you know, she takes you along less travel corridors, but every once in a while, you know, you see some more text or something talking by, and they all look at you kind of funny. A couple of them run away. Usually most of them just go free. Please walk by.
Right.
Are we missing some funny ridges or something?
No, we're just not red.
White hair. I got 9 on the tricorder.
Thin white hair. Can we give you the high
five? And when you do that, you don't see Christmas. With a 9, there seems to be a bit of a crowd forming behind you.
There's a bit of a crowd forming behind us, sir. I'll transfer the information over to your tricorder.
Thank you. Alright, but none of the thresholds look like they're being locked down behind us.
No, sir.
It
doesn't seem to be, you know, they're not closing doors yet.
Alright.
Definitely looks like they have the ability to.
I'm sure they're just gawkers as a result of this passing, unfortunately.
Okay. So we're back. 6 hours before.
or an hour before.
You know, 12 hours before. You call in to see Commander Dolan in different rooms.
Hello, Commander. Shake his hand.
Lieutenant Calhoun, I've heard so much about you.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. It's all good.
all interesting. Specifically, this inquiry is about. I'm here to. My main mission is to ferret out Tal Shiar spies that have infiltrated Starfleet in the sector.
I have no information about them, but I'll aid you in any way I can.
Well, I'm sure, you know, you don't have any direct information, but perhaps you have made some observations or something, perhaps, you know, that'll fit in with other people's reports and stuff, that'll help me with my investigation. Well, in any case, the last mission you were on, you met a bunch of Orion traders, and... eventually captured Ron with an agent.
Yes, but unfortunately, I wasn't actually on duty for most of the activities of that.
We only want to know what the parts that you were there, what was your current call?
Okay.
When the Orions were, or the Orions were on the ship, did you notice anybody, speaking to them privately, you know, off in the corridor or something, or in a mess up in the mess hall. During the party, did anybody seem, other people seem to hang around the Orion too much?
Well, I'll tell you what I know. Like I said, our first encounter with them was off duty, and then for the first party, I was on duty, so I missed it. But during that course of that time, a co-worker of mine, what's his name? Person determined that they were out to get information from us. So by the time I interacted with them the first time, I knew that they were attempting to get information from us, and since I knew that, I did what I could to avoid them. I was forced to interact with the Orions only in one occasion. That was during the second part. So no, I didn't really see anybody interacting with them because I tried to avoid the Ryans at all costs in order to not release any information to them.
Did Ensign person tell you how he came upon this little deduction of his?
No, he did not.
He did not?
He did say that he felt that Federation information had been compromised. So I'm not sure to what
degree. Of course. And you took it on faith that he knew what he was talking about.
Absolutely. Complete faith in the people I work with.
It's security. Strongly security tends to be to have a certain amount of more clearances than most healthy personnel.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Ensign Pertham perhaps abusing those privileges?
No. I would say he's always within the bounds of Starfleet protocol.
Has he ever been overzealous in his duties? Treated any prisoners badly? Perhaps a bit too trigger happy? Perhaps, or the other way around? Perhaps he goes out of his way not to open fire on people.
I'd say he goes out of his way to make the leaders. Impressed with his ability.
So you do not have any reservations about it?
No, I communication style. My communication style and his didn't necessarily sync up when I first met him, but I think we're doing much better. In the situation where I was in command, I was having difficulty communicating my desires, but I see that as a fault of my own, nothing to do with it's impersonal. Yes, what he said.
The same thing goes for Ensign Crystal. It's Crystal Edenson. She is a Vader's owner, isn't she?
Yeah.
Has she ever scanned you without your authorization? Did you know?
No. So I'm sure she wouldn't violate my privacy.
She has been under your command once or twice.
Yes. Consider her a valuable asset.
Has she ever scanned anybody without your permission?
Not that I know of. Am I wrong? I may not remember something, but not as far as
that was a good question.
No, of course not.
Who has she scanned with your permission?
I've never asked her to, I don't think. I've never asked her to. That's my official answer, unless you tell me I'm wrong.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Okay.
What's your impression of Ensign Zeb?
This is Eric's character?
Jen's character.
Jen's character?
Yep.
I can't remind me when I've interacted with her.
First adventure? In the first adventure, it was you, Jen, and Donald.
In laser fire.
Right, and then...
Okay.
I think that's probably the only time you've actually...
Really? Yeah. Outstanding working with her. We managed to tie Riker's record back at the academy.
She seemed very confident?
Yes, very confident.
So would you find it unusual that she if her sensor scans were a bit off? Sensor scanning abilities?
Well, I've never known them to be off, so I guess I would find that odd.
This is John Kabak, who's Eric's character.
Eric's character. Since I probably interacted with him least, but anyway.
That's true. Well, this could be an officer. What's your impression?
Meets and exceeds Starfleet's requirements of which officers.
Have you ever had any issues with any of your commanding officers?
No. No, not that I can think of. My commanding officers? Yeah. People that were in charge of me. Oh, right. No, absolutely not.
What's your impression of Lieutenant Sarin?
This would be the Vulcan. He's an outstanding officer, but right now he's doing exemplary work on this mission.
What do you think of his leadership capabilities?
I think he performs excellent considering his capabilities.
Have you ever found him to be dangerously cautious?
No.
Have you ever found him to be in any way difficult when he was under your command?
When he was not under my command?
When he was under your command.
No.
Have you ever seen any suspicious activity?
Well, other than the Orions, which you were spying on us, no, none.
I mean, I'm on the rest of the Star Trek on this ship.
No.
No? There is one big happy family.
Well, I have limited experience, only from my perception, of course. From my perceptions, we're one big happy family. So far, I think we've done a very good job forwarding the mission of the Federation.
I find it interesting that you were promoted to lieutenant, and you did not make the first cut.
Believe I have certain shortcomings that I'm attempting to overcome now. Especially back in the academy.
Of course. It does make some people wonder.
Wonder about what?
About how you got your permission. Let's hope
it was an oversight that they intended to give me my commission off the bat.
Of course. I believe that's all the questions I have. Thank you for talking to us.
I think he was actually here one week, but he refrained from actually came.
Yeah, it was the last 50-year-old thing.
Yeah.
Came in and went to the party with.
Well, he came back from the party.
And then still came. He asked to go to the party. He probably all surly because he hadn't gone on vacation.
There you go. Okay. So, I thank you. We have any other questions? We'll be in contact.
Okay.
We'll keep up with the work.
Thank you. Shake his hand.
His assistant, he was, you know, there that he was as
well. Well, I shake her hand too. Good day. I'm sorry we didn't have a chance to talk. If you have some free time, you can meet at our equivalent to a 10th board.
Did you sell any gold?
No, the baby.
Just thank you.
Well, I think she's attractive. She's a woman,
oh,
right?
She's a woman.
The woman in the campaign, she's attractive.
True enough.
They will Basically, Starfleet technology, as near as I can tell, everyone looks like a wannabe actor set from Hollywood at Hannah.
My campaign's regardless.
You know Galactic free time?
I have free time every day. She gives you a time. Usually around 7.
Okay. What's the name of the ship?
Smaller ship.
All right, great. We'll leave that ship.
Why does it have to be far away? Can it just be like eight rear?
You isn't quite as good from the aft section. Just in the forward section.
It could be like 6 starboard.
True.
On top would be nice too, but they probably it's always the bridge.
Usually the forward one. Yeah, would be the best place. Assistant Trust takes you to a largest room, some kind of meeting hall. She announces you.
One of you guys, check to see if we have capability to transport back to the shuttle from here.
Yes, sir.
And set up some macro so that you can get the ship to auto to do it as we're on request. And all of us basically will take you all.
Your shuttles don't have transporters.
Our shuttle doesn't have a transporter.
Our
shuttle has transporters.
They put all these roundabouts
that shuttle. Roundabouts have warp, even.
Yeah.
Most shuttles have warp.
Well, warp. 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 Nowadays, not all shuttles have transporters.
So. Oh, shit. Then at least one of the shuttles on our ship has?
Yeah. Pretty much, next generation only, like, even on the Enterprise, only the captain's yachts have transporters. There's no captain's yacht on this ship.
We start building the
fancy things like big 10-4 lounge.
That's okay.
That's true metric.
On the Enterprise, apparently the captain never used the captain's yacht.
Yeah, he didn't use it. He just didn't say what it was.
Yeah, I think he used it once. One of the lesser ones.
Yeah.
That's kind of accident.
Would you like me to file
That's fine. When we get back, we'll start working on the captain's
yacht. Question enhancement?
we'll start building the captain's yacht. I'm sure if we could do it in secrecy and then surprise her with it, I think that would be something special we could do for us.
Secrecy is really the correct answer in Starfleet, sir.
Huh? If not?
Yes, sir.
Secrecy from her. Who's is she got a second in command?
Who?
The captain.
Yeah.
We could keep them clear with the XO or whoever, whatever it is. I think that would be a good project for us to do.
Excellent.
She said that should be a surprise for her. I'm afraid that she'll say no, but I think XO might say yes.
Ah, we go to mother instead of father.
Well, yeah, to give a gift to mother. To give a gift to father, whatever one you're saying.
Mine, she goes, her visitors.
This is the leader?
From the hangar.
That's right, you identify.
They came through the hangar. This older-looking
red
gentleman.
Thinner and white hair.
Yeah, thinner and white hair. A little taller. Walks up to you. I am Dolder, mind of our Cuban.
Now that first guy you greeted with this hand deal.
Trust?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because you were away with that. And right. She didn't want to get shot. I'm
surprised for the shaking hand ritual.
Welcome to the planet Archimedes and the city of refuge, the last city of the Archimedes. This is my
wizard.
This is the head of our guardians, Joel Burr. and he introduces another older, you know, a little more fit Archimede with a some kind of sidearm and a little baton. He's obviously wearing a uniform.
Right.
And he kind of scowls at you.
Yeah,
okay. If I may ask, sir, how old is Refuge?
Refuge is almost 1,000 years old.
How did it come to be built, sir?
Right about 2,000 years ago, our people discovered that the sun was going through its, would be expanding into its red phase. We are a methodical people, and it took us that had not yet developed starflight. So the answer we came up with was to build, one answer we came up with was to build this underground city refuge to protect us for the, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 years until the red giant finally became a white dwarf. We built the Eye of Archimedes, which he has seen, to signal to any other
until the sun drops back into a colder white dark space.
Well, as in any long term project, 3,000 years is a long time. We could not be sure, cut off from most of our natural resources, that we could survive and all by ourselves.
What are your current expectations now that you've passed the first 1,000 years of the central world?
Look here. Jobar speaks up. Sir, perhaps we should have to talk about this. The stranger says, so perhaps they would like to see Refuge some more.
Well, this is all very interesting. We would love to hear more, yes, sir?
Yes, we would.
Solver says, Jobar has a good point. We should show you Refuge first, and I can talk to him.
Perhaps you could continue telling us this future show us your city story.
Of course. And Jorah gives you all.
So much for eliminating our contact with the rest of society.
So, Jorah suggests the strangers are obviously armed. Perhaps we should take a peek over.
Contact with the inhabitants might not be less damaging than the legends that could come about from stories about us.
Zolver says, Jobar is as apprehensive about my safety, and, you know, if you do not mind, some guards will accompany us.
Well, absolutely. Obviously, why we brought our own guard.
Of course.
I want to be able to help you.
So you introduced yourself, actually.
I'm Don Calvin. I'm in charge of this excursion.
You introduce your little helpers?
Sure, I go through everybody's name, including Joe, Bob.
Joe, my name is Clancy Evans.
Joe and Bart.
And then what does Mr. Evans say?
I study old cities, sir.
So far they've learned about the culture.
And Mr. Tarr, what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Ah, that's a good profession. What is the profession? Evans studying too.
Joe and Mark are all security.
Of course. I could surmise that.
I've met smarter than you think. So from what he can tell, about 30% of the culture is pointed ears. They're otherwise identical. They're all humans in a foot.
I mean, you all look more or less the same aliens.
Exactly. So,
we're all missing by what he raised here.
You obviously come from some kind of warlike culture where everybody goes around armed. Except for you.
He's armed.
That's what
Phaser is. Did he just say that?
Yeah.
How could I say he's armed as well? We're on a.
Of course.
We're on an excursion into, as far as I know, we could have been in a jungle inhabited with unintelligent lions.
Of course, there's only logical for a doctor to go over.
Well, let me show you around.
That sounds sarcastic.
So. There are.
Thanks.
Approximately. So basically, it's Dolver, Jobar, and about eight other guards. Eight guards. And all the guards have, like, you know, green and red uniforms and have some kind of sidearms.
Do you lack fierce creatures in this habitat? Is that why you find it amazing that we wear to protect ourselves when we go into a foreign environment?
Of course, there are very few of the native life.
What kind of ecosystem have you developed in this environment?
We have hydroponic gardens and some zoos. For remains of the animal. There are very few species left. Most have died out over the years.
The hydroponics remains are successful at this time?
Yes. So it shows you around. It shows you, it's very tunnely with some, you know, big open areas, lots of people, you know, normal people, markets, and stuff. Most everybody stays well
so
away
anything,
from you.
Anything unusual about these guys' physiology, since I've been wondering about the tricorder, medical tricorder, for?
Do you like?
Do they have four lobed brains, for example?
No. Do you have psychology?
Psychology? I believe so.
Probably. Might be a medical science.
Okay. Sure. By default, it
also. Anybody who has medical science or psychology can roll that.
Before we leave for this tour, my people would prefer, and perhaps your people as well, they might want to prefer, take steps to hide our identities from
so
your main population.
It's what's perception? It's perception plus empathy, presence plus intuitive?
For this one?
Yeah.
It's intellect.
Plus either plus perception?
Plus perception this time.
Yeah. Okay, intellect,
plus two. Do your people ever wear cloaks, hooded?
I do not think that's necessary. Word of your arrival has already spread.
Okay, mine is
it would be pointless to try to hide things from the people. It would only breed more distress.
Kevin, real question.
In my mind.
Two real questions. Mm-hmm. One, would we, even though I'm not using receptive empathy actively, would I pick up anything using that? Would it be complementary to this in some weird way?
You'd only pick up stuff from receptive empathy if you're not actually actively using it. If I make you roll for it.
Okay.
It has to be something awfully strong.
Yeah. The other thing is hides emotions. Minus one die on all present skills involving emotions, should I lose the dice for these, even though this is an intellect drop?
No, this is a medical science roll.
Yeah.
Which is info.
Okay, that's good.
My thinking is that turns out we cannot help you, then
we
setting false hopes for your people would be
so,
a
bad
idea.
Plus two.
I think it would be better for them to know the truth, if you even can't help it.
12 plus two, that's 14.
Just knowing that there is life out there.
outside of refuge. We'll bring it to a certain amount of joy. So you roll a 12?
Mm-hmm. Plus 2, so.
14? You know, just from seeing everything, other than the occasional person, just what everybody you've seen seems to be very xenophobic.
Yeah,
just that general pattern of reaction to your presence,
okay.
which Dolver seems to ignore.
Who does?
Dolver. He's the leader.
The leader ignores the fact that most of his people are xenophobic.
Seems to be scared of you. Yeah, seems to be ignoring it.
Okay.
I want to be clarify, not for my sake, but for.
I assume I use some degree of pickup, because it's impossible that I will ever roll that well again. So I will assume I use some level of using the force on that.
Sure, you get a certain amount of fear and a certain amount of, a certain amount of fear. You don't. A certain amount of, kill all the others. Eventually, he takes you to some kind of a building, and you come into a big-looking control room.
I want to stay away from the zoo, if you don't mind. not interested in the zoo at all.
Yeah, why not, sir? We got to be very interesting.
I don't want to become a habit of the zoo.
So it's just basically a large control room, thing. NASA or something like that, ground control. There's a big screen with a really fuzzy picture of space and your ship.
Okay.
Well,
see, that makes me feel better. If you know, ship small time.
So they have they have some new ship. There are like a lot of technicians sitting down in control. Looks like the controls are very. Click, 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 knobs, dials. Not like you guys have like just, flat panels.
Flat panels, sure.
From mid-20th century technology, sir.
Yeah.
You guys can make perception roll.
The 20th century technology.
Intellect, add your perception to the result of the roll.
Yes.
Get
some of that one,
okay. Six.
Okay. Occasionally,
on a robot,
the people out of their control, you see little sparks.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey,
so they too must have lost the fuse technology.
No, I mean, little sparks.
They replaced the fuse with that with pennies.
Not so much sparks in the equipment, sparks between,
Okay.
Those little static electricity sparks that when you touch a doorknob on it?
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Oh.
Engineer, sir, perhaps if you looked at their equipment, you could see the chances of it lasting another few thousand years.
Yeah. I mean, if you have any engineering skill, you can make a roll.
Okay.
Intellectual logic.
Can you make that roll even without engineering?
No.
You have the other way. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm scanning for particulates in the air, various medical data.
What's engineering by itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think similar to it.
I have shipboard systems with that. Okay. It was probably one of the shipboard systems.
You can roll shipboard systems.
Woohoo. There's always shipboard systems engineering.
I would say 13.
Well, just give it a shot.
That's true.
Shipboard systems straight, right?
Yeah.
Man, so close.
Well, if you miss a bite,
I forgot the
wild. If you miss a bite, that's usually a little bit worse.
So what is selection? It's shipboard.
Making it by six, missing it by six is usually a little worse.
I mean, a perception.
Yeah.
On
okay, well, just
intellect on. Plus.
Intellect.
Plus logic.
Plus logic. Plus number of dice, and then plus your shipboard. Yeah.
Good
at
logic.
Yeah.
That's just adds to the number of dice.
And if you get a 7, tell me, or if you get a 13,
tell me.
Okay. So you can't, you just sort of see it. I'm not too sure exactly what kind of technology you're using. I mean, it looks like it's pretty primitive.
What?
Hey. Okay.
Same thing. Luckily, I have a dedicated.
Your last broadcast.
I'll remember it for later.
Your last broadcast, was that on a schedule? Or on a schedule?
Yes. It is the eye. It's programmed to send out a signal approximately every 2 or 3 hours. Well, every twice a day.
So if you attempted to stop it from broadcasting, you would not be able to stop it from broadcasting if, for instance, you knew its shift was directly above the eye at the time.
It's possible to stop it. It's we did not detect your ship until we started moving, until after you landed there.
Well, at least that's better.
So I say.
So they say.
We assume there is a ship there.
So as you're sitting there, there is a...
Are we sitting there?
You're standing there looking at things. As you're standing there looking at the control room and stuff, there's a you know, minor earthquake. You know, things tremble, something spark and fall down and stuff. I think they just look all around, frightened and stuff. The guards kind of look around. I'm pretty much an eye on you guys.
What was that, sir?
I assume everyone pulls up the tricorder.
That's my idea. Let's find out what that is.
You make a tricorder roll.
That's what I have.
You got, like, engineering, you got? I have some things.
Intellect. Just intellect.
Straight intellect.
And
it was an earthquake.
Not medical tricorder is not particularly useful, so I'm just going to add the 2 for it. It should be 8.
Well, subtract 1 from medical tricorder.
Oh, okay, well, that would be 8.
Okay.
I got
5.
You got 9?
Good, somebody got it.
5, it's a real quick. With a 9, you get, it pretty much seems to have localized. It's not, it wasn't too far away. Probably a 6 or something.
So is that all
right? You should step into my office first.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
We probably should.
So we'll get to the office. With your guards. Their guards.
Well, we can make the guards outside his life.
In his office there's this big blocky thing with lots of lights and lots of stuff.
Oh, I want to know. Are they reel to reel? Are you using reel to reel for backup?
You can't stop.
Okay, well, if I can't, well, obviously, we're using reel to reel, and they have them out there in the front where everybody can tell. And we notice how primitive they are. One screen for this place.
Sure. So he says,
but they have these strange cards with holes in them.
Unfortunately, everybody, well, make this up for a little
bit. All right. Do we add anything to it?
5.
Six. Okay. Belsana notices, well, by herself, you know, the walls, you know, the architecture seems to be, they seem to have, like, those crystals, like, all along the walls. So, must be some part something about their architecture, or, you know.
Can I perhaps add my archaeology to this room?
All right.
That brings it up to 7.
Okay. So you know that too. I mean, as you've gone through the city, most of the buildings and stuff have not as many crystals as the finished walls, but they still have, like, crystals in them, some of them glowing and stuff. So
it's because
you already detected, you know, Shannon notices that there's a certain proportion of that is.
So my nuts would think that if we got these guys off these planets, the Federation would use veiled and huge mining facility here.
So that's certainly a good possibility.
Well, we could pay them, give them a lot of deeds, and then.
We used this nice habitable planet. You don't need the old ones anymore, right?
So what was that disturbance, sir?
Unfortunately, within the last few months, these tremors have started and become progressively more and more violent.
Well, I guess they didn't start the moment we showed up.
There are. We have. Well, I have. I and some of my scientists have investigated that, but we're not too sure why the tremors have started.
Can you perhaps have copies of the data that you have gathered so far on this?
Of course.
I've got a question.
Joe Martha. It's over. You're not supposed to give them that kind of information. What if they use it to make a weapon or something? Destroy us all. And Dover calls Joe, calm down. You know, obviously, obviously, if they come from, you know, that ship, they can probably have the weapons to destroy us already. And that seems to, you know, shut Joe off of it.
We have very specific regulations, sir. Some of these regulations are why we ourselves are not allowed to give too much information, but they also restrict us from destroying you.
I like the excuse.
So,
I said hostility.
I'd like to be able to help your people. What is your top of your wish list? What would you like us to be able to do for you?
This one is pretty apparent. A lot of refuge is actually unpowered.
Unpowered.
Yeah, it looks like, and Dover explains that, you know, as the years have gone by and less people, there's been less and less children. So the population has actually gone down quite a bit. So they've just let large parts of refuge go unpowered. It would be a waste of energy.
I want to sit down with my tricorder.
The ship sensors can't
do some calculations.
Can't reach this planet, right?
Let's see. If it had all its power, maybe.
No, because I'm just, you know, because I'm wondering about doing thermal, you know, seismic scans, that kind of stuff.
Well, right now your ship is crippled. In any case,
I want to use the information I got on my tricorder from the
Pearl Quarter planet
to try and calculate where the stability might be using planetary sciences.
Okay. Good to go. Intellect slot. So, you know, he also mentioned that the eye can be used, can be fired more frequently. But usually it automatically goes off the
moon. Well, that's fine. I was concerned that he was fired knowing we were directly above the eye at the time.
I got an 8, Kevin. Would a 9 be a better number?
Well, certainly it's possible. I'm sure it would not do that, anything to your ship. It is but a harmless, you know, carrier wave.
Well, it's actually, we are very impressed by the power of your transmission.
It's nice, sir.